Monday, 23rd of June, 1997.
This evening starts with one through Eileen, who outlines the plan for the evening. Salimit then follows and also returns towards the end.
The opposite at me coming to you.
What from it?
I know you were expecting somebody else.
Yes, we were, but we're quite happy to welcome you.
But I come to open this meeting for you this time.
Thank you very much indeed. You've done this work before, haven't you?
I have, but I've been practicing the language. Mm-hmm. I hope I am being understood.
You're being understood very clearly. Thank you.
I have to say to you this, that this time there is communication with this group. There are so many around you at this time.
Good.
I hope you are feeling them.
Well, we probably are. We are aware of them, yes.
I have to tell you that each one of you must open your hearts like a child.
Yes.
In order that you may be receptive to the thoughts that will be coming to you. Is this being understood?
Yes, it is being understood.
You understand I only pass on the message. I do not fully understand what I am telling you.
What it means is that we mustn't wonder what is happening or think about it. We must just accept what happens.
Yes, I am being told each one of you must open up. There is a child by each one of you.
That's right.
Do you know? Yes, let them in and you will become receptive as they are.
Right.
I am most happy to be amongst you.
That's nice to hear. We're always happy to have anybody from your world, particularly when they are assisting in the work as you are now.
Of course, it is the most important, of course. But I am happy always to step in when most need. Yes.
You must have been practicing our language for quite a time.
I have. I cannot tell you how long. It is most difficult. But as long as I am being understood, I am happy.
You certainly are, and you have a very good vocabulary, if I can say so.
I am told I try to sing the words instead of saying them, but that will come no doubt.
Of course, no, I wouldn't agree with that. You say them very clearly. You have a nice intonation with them. Your voice goes up and down, which is pleasing.
Oh, I am pleased. You are pleased. Yes, now, I think we must speak about the work in hand this time.
Is that right?
Yes, before we move on, we wish to tell this one, this lady I am using, that she must ask for help also. She is rather inclined to refrain from asking for herself.
Yes, she gives so much to others, doesn't she?
Can you please pass this on to her?
I certainly will, and I should be happy to do it.
Thank you. There. That has been done. Now what else am I needing to do? There is, of course, other communicators with me.
Yes.
Who will speak to you further.
Mm-hmm. But you're certainly doing a very good job of opening the meeting.
Yes. Has your hand been painful? Has your hand been painful?
Not really.
You must be.
A bit stiff, but
yes,
not painful.
You must be careful. Don't overdo it. No. Somebody's telling you.
I won't. I was using some garden shears and I'm not used to it.
Ah, well, it's a good excuse, isn't it, not to use them?
That's right. Thank you. I'll use that as an excuse.
Yes, is there someone's a bit concerned that you
yes.
cannot overdo?
No, I won't.
Yes. This is a happy group, is it not?
Well, we think so. We're all very happy, always, to be together.
Yes, and I'm also being informed that at your next meeting there will be the interest of the group as you were in time gone. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, we were told that we would be given information as to what we were in previous lives.
Oh, well, I'm being told next time is the time.
Splendid. We must make sure we're all here.
No. Dear sir, I think I have completed my task.
Thank you very much again from all of us. We should always be happy to hear you again if ever you can come.
I would be most pleased to return to you.
Thank you.
Remember, always be as a children.
Salumet then followed.
Good evening, friends.
Good evening, do you? Thank you for joining us.
Before we continue with the work, have you been aware of a great lightness of spirit in this past week?
I have. Is everybody else, or has anybody else?
Lighter than before. I've certainly felt lighter than normal.
Pleased to hear that. That has been the preparation for this evening's work. Those who have felt this lightening of spirit should this evening be amenable to thoughts that will be coming to them.
Good. Now, I want
have the others not been aware, please?
Anybody else been aware?
I think I have been happy this week. I have been happy this week, yes.
Sally, is that?
Sarah.
Sarah, you have been happy?
Yes.
Yes, that could be indicative.
Yes, of course, that is a likeness of spirit. What is happiness if it is not an expression of the love that you feel?
It is. Now, I am very fortunate in that I live here, and I know I have felt it the whole week.
Yes, you are surrounded by it, dear sir. But we are pleased.
Yes, I certainly am very pleased, because it's been a delightful feeling. And I know at one stage both my ladies were with me quite strongly.
I have to tell you, they are close still to you, although both have much work to do, but still they desire to return to watch over you at times and to help.
Yes, I do appreciate them doing it. It was one of the strongest feelings I've had with them.
Yes.
There's no question about it at all.
Not only are you as individuals becoming more aware, but the whole of the Earth planet is reaching a stage of awareness that has not been felt since its first birth.
Yes, it's quite true. It is becoming more noticeable throughout the world.
So it is indicative of cosmic change.
It's certainly needed, isn't it?
Now you understand, I believe, that the purpose of this evening's work is experimental as far as your work goes. So I will say to you, those of you who do not feel that feeling of love come to you, do not be disappointed. Please do not be disappointed. but most of you this evening will have the awareness of thought travelling to you. You may have it in different ways, different feelings, pictures, whatever, it matters not. What is important is that as a group you are allowing yourself to be open to that thought transference. You understand? That is what is important.
Right.
It is not the end result, but that you allow yourself to be open to what can be given from afar.
Yes, in effect, what we have to do is what we have been told a number of times, to consider ourselves as spiritual entities rather than physical human beings.
Yes.
And if we can do that and make a conscious effort to do that, and mentally discard the physical, and I think it would help all of us.
You must become part of the thought pattern.
Mm-hmm.
If that is understandable to you.
Yes, it is.
That is what you must try to achieve. And we know that you can. That is why we are trying it this time. Now, I must leave you. I thank you for your patience in listening to me.
Thank you for coming to us.
And now, I will let others speak if they so desire, but I think we are reaching the time when we must sit quietly and see what comes.
I see.
We will leave it in your hands in order that you may direct each one. I wish you all good evening.
May that great
force of love be always with you.
Thank you again. God bless you.
There then followed a rescue through Sarah. Eileen then began to get clairvoyance. A control then spoke through her, asking Les to go round each sitter to find out what they had experienced. Salumet finally returns at the end.
Tell you what I'm having, Les. This lady in front of me. I know she's a flamenco dancer. She's not speaking to me, but I can understand her. And she's telling me about the hand movements.
Good.
And she's saying that they teach their babies from a very young age. They show them the hand movements.
Mm-hmm.
And she's her fingers. I want to be doing it with her.
Yes,
I feel as if my fingers have grown
good.
Really long.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very beautiful.
Let's do it with her. You'll find her much more subtle than you will be
yes.
able to move her normally.
And she's kind of turning the wrists and the fingers. And beautiful.
She's beautiful, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
But she's smiling. Her hair is just gleaming.
Yes.
It's almost a blue-black.
Mm-hmm. I think she is the lady who spoke to us in the beginning. You ask her.
She's just smiling.
That's right.
She's dressed in just red and black. Mm-hmm. And she looks stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Yes, they have beautiful costumes.
Mm-hmm. I think she's giving me a compliment, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
She said she has little feet like I do.
Yes, and it is complimentary. Mm-hmm.
I can't describe it? It's almost like a glow, yes, around her, which even shows up the red and black more than it would do.
She had that with her through her physical life too. Dancing was a passion.
Yeah. I feel she did too from a very small child, really. Playing for these castanets or something.
Mm.
She's cooking them. She said these were very special, given to her by her father. She always treasured them. Now she wants me to have one.
Good.
Or all the
you got to know. Okay. Did you hear that, my friend? It feels very heavy and feels neck to pattern.
Yeah, think.
Neck?
Quite similar, actually. It's very warm, very heavy, right?
Mm-hmm. Sally, you told us what you were getting. Any increase on that?
A lot of physical feeling on, again, in the fingers,
mm-hmm.
on the face, around the neck, and it felt actually poking in the cage.
Really?
Worried me slightly, because every time something like this happens, it can always have an injury. So I'm hoping that was just somebody poking in the cage.
Yes. Yes. Testing you for size.
Maybe that's all, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could we ask that lady stand within the circle of the group just for five of your needs, please?
Stand in the center?
Yes, we would like to see if she is aware of being.
She is, then?
Yes, just leave her there, please.
Mark?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I feel warm and quite light. Feeling around my tummy.
Mm-hmm. What sort of feeling?
It's difficult to...
pins and needles pulsing, or...?
Not really, just sort of, like it's sort of a bit open and tender.
Yeah, that's important, yes. Sarah?
I think I feel anything special, apart from my head feels very, seems to be an awful lot of space in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going out a long way.
I see.
And I can feel the energy in the hands, but I haven't got any specifics.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Sorry, Mark?
Just generally warm and comfortable.
Right. Thank you. What
feelings? Arms and hands, almost like they're not mine. Felt an impulse to rotate the thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
I had some childlike feeling earlier, something I'd long since forgotten when I was a small child, used to watch. The shapes that flies made when they were flying near the ceiling.
Feeling a wonderment at them?
I seem to be doing that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said you should be like a child, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's as though you might have succeeded in it. Good. Margaret?
Oh, wonderful. I've got a veil about to imagine on my head.
Mm-hmm.
And the flow on the energy in my hand is wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Earlier on, I did feel that they were trying to change it. That's gone now, but it's...
You're trying transfiguration, are you, then?
Possibly, but I was taken away from that to do other work. So now it's back again.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of movement around my face. And as I'm talking to you, the back of my head has gone very stiff.
Mm-hmm. You seem to be scared of it at all.
Oh, I'm not.
That's what Ruth is to experience.
Yes,
yeah, you feeling anything?
Just breathing on my hand.
Yeah. only that you've got a hold of my arms at the moment. It's like somebody's either side of my arm. It's not unpleasant, it's just...
No. That's good, but that's nice.
Yeah.
You said the other evening, the other week, you remember the top of the arms will be raised. Right, the hands are lifted, the arms are lifted right above the head.
I didn't get that high.
They will, don't worry. Thank you for that. You heard what everybody said they were getting, I take it.
We are pleased, I hope, that your people are too.
Yes, I think they are. The gentleman particularly felt his hands didn't belong to him. That's a good indication.
They belong to him, but also they belong to us.
That's right. And you're waiting to use them, aren't you?
It is a slow process sometimes, but remember always that time is little to us.
Right.
I feel that much has been accomplished. All those who are with me wish to say thank you for your time, for your efforts in allowing us to come so close to you. We hope that your mind and your hearts have opened a little further this evening.
Does everybody feel they have?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much.
Good.
I would say before I leave you that you will feel the benefit of this evening. That for the next few days of your time, there will be an upliftment of you all.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And we're sorry if we are so difficult to work with. We do try.
No, please, no apologies. We are honored to come to you. We are ever grateful that you allow us to come so close. We wish sometimes that this could be easier for you, but in saying so, never is anything attained which is easy, that is of any good. I hope that you can agree with this.
Oh, we do.
And
yes,
that you continue to strive and go forward.
we certainly shall continue to strive, and we are very grateful to all those who do come close to us to help. We much appreciate their patience.
I have to leave you now, but someone is asking me to leave with you some flowers. I believe you call them blue delphiniums.
That's beautiful.
I believe in doing so that they are comparing you people as being tall, straight, seeking truth and beautiful.
We're very grateful for the flowers. I love delphiniums personally. They're gorgeous blooms.
With that, I leave you.
Thank you very much indeed. God be with you all.